not 1994 as it's saying here on the computer. Blitzkrieg Bop by the Ramones comes off of their Ramones 40th anniversary edition. Johnny Thunders and the Heartbreakers with Chinese Rocks. Single release, I gotta clean this playlist up when I get home tonight. Somewhere in the 70s. The B-52s with Private Idaho from their Wild Planet LP, 1979 or 1980, from Warner Brothers. And before I get in trouble with the FCC, let's make sure that we make ourselves legal here. Bill Kelly, take it away. I gotta get back to the music.
I'm Bill Kelly from WFMU and Little Steven's Underground Garage. You're listening to WMFO Medford. That's the way we say it in New Jersey. The sound habit of the Tufts campus and a sound habit to get into, baby.
Appeared with this crazy sound. My baby looked up, kind of mesmerized. Then she gave a long moan, much to my surprise. Did the monster's the most, I'm his number one fan.
Yes, I've fallen in love with this monster man.
She's
complain, but the guy's too ugly and hasn't got a brain. With great yellow fangs reaching down to his chin. Why, you just wouldn't go where this guy has been. He was growing green hair on top of his lid. Just a crazier kind of mixed up kid. Been sort of stitched up by a sewing machine. But my baby baby says,
yeah, this monster's a dream.
She's falling in love with a monster man. She's falling in love with a monster man.
Now the monster was weird, just a little unreal. Seemed kinda short of a sex appeal. He was dragging his chains and groaning his groan. Not really a guy that a girl should take home. To the scene where the monster should die, my baby broke down and she started to cry. Said this monster I love in a strange kind of whisper.
He's my kind of guy, cause I'm Dracula's sister.
She's falling in love with a monster man. She's falling in love with a monster man.
So listen, you guys who are taking a wife, this could be your girl, so run for your life.
Another sad and lonely night with all my baby. Trust them, baby, now you know. You don't learn everything there is to know at school. Wouldn't believe me when I gave advice. I said that he was a tease. If you won't help, you better ask me nice. So be sincere, convince me with a pretty please. Laugh, laugh, before I die. It seems so funny to me. I can't help feeling you found out today. You thought you were too good, you had a lot of fun. Won't say I'm sorry for the things I've said. I'm glad he packed it to go. You kept on bragging he was yours instead. Found you don't know everything there is to know. Close your ears to me. Take my advice and you find out that being just another girl won't cause you misery. Don't say you can't get any boy to call. Don't be so smug or else you'll find you can't get any boy at all. You'll wind up that lady sitting on the shelf.
Twice and knowing deep that you're the girl for me. In my mind, I promise. Hey, you know something, people? I'm not black, but there's a whole lot of times I wish I could say I'm not white. Well, I've seen the fires burning and the local people turning on the merchants and the shops who used to sell their brooms and mops and every other household item. Watch a mob just turn and bite them, and they say it served them right because a few of them were white. And it's the same across the nation, black and white discrimination. Yeah, and you can't understand me and all that other jazz they hand me in the papers and TV and all that mass stupidity that seems to grow more every day. These time you hear something with say, he wants to go and do you in, cause the color of your skin just don't appeal to him, no matter if it's black or white, because he's out for blood tonight. To sit around at home and watch this thing begin, but I'll bet there won't be many live to see it really end, cause a fire in the street ain't like a fire in the heart, and in the eyes of all these people, don't you know that this could start on any street in any town, in any state if any clown decides that now's the time to fight for some ideal he thinks is right, and if a million more agree, there ain't no great society, as it applies to you and me. Our country isn't free, and the law refused to see if all that you can ever be is just a lousy janitor. And unless your uncle owns the store, you know that five and every four just won't amount to nothing more than to watch the rats go across the floor and make up songs about being poor. Blow your harmonica, son.
Don't worry, I'm still here. Believe it or not, I'm in a Zoom meeting as I'm trying to do this show for work. Let's get back to some music.
Still care about you. never ends.
Jesus, work never ends either. Work never ends either. When you, fortunately, the position I'm in, I kind of have to keep an eye on my phone even when I'm off, in case I have to jump in on stuff and had to go in a meeting. Because it's so easy to go into a Zoom meeting, people think. Anyways, we started off with the Dolly Rots with High School Never Ends from Down the Rabbit Hole. 2022 Wicked Cool Records. We started off a little far back there with Screaming Lord Sutch and the Savages with She's Fallen in Love with a Monster Man. It's off the Cameo Parkway compilation. I think the Ravellos have a version of that that I play during Halloween. Brad Marino with a new single, Another Sad and Lonely Night, featuring Joe Queer and Jeff Palmer. 2022. The Coolies with King of Confusion. Brand new single from Rumbar Records. It's also on the compilation tribute. If you're going to go now, something like that. I had it here a second ago and I put it down. But check out the Coolies. They're now on Wicked Cool Records. The Bo Brummels by request with Laugh Laugh. Got that off of my Nuggets original artifacts from the first psychedelic era, 65 to 68. I think the Bo Brummels, weren't they on the Flintstones too? Was it the Flintstones or the Jetsons? I can't remember which cartoon they were on. Steve's Theme Park by request from Maine. I got the right person's name down, plus I was in my meeting, which was kind of tough. With Cheshire Moon, which is off of the It's a Global Rock thing, recently just released by him. So please check that out. The Mothers of Inventions with Trouble Every Day from Freak Out. And sadly, I couldn't listen to that as it was playing because I heard it the other week and I really wanted to enjoy it, but sometimes duty calls. And as I said, we finished with the Dolly Rots with High School Never Ends. And hope everybody's still there because they probably figured that I was gone, but no, I'm still here. And in the spirit of being like the number two at your job, I think I got some Spock coming up next.
From far beyond the galaxies, I've journeyed to this place to study the behavior patterns of the human race. And I find them highly illogical. Girl meets boy. They fall in love. She says he's everything she's dreamed of. But when they get married, before he's aware, she changes his habits, the way he combs his hair. She changes him to someone he's never been, and then complains he's not like other men. Now really, I find this most illogical. Take the case of your automobiles. Greatest invention since man discovered wheels. Hydromatic overdrive, floor on the floor. Push-button windows, push-button doors. Double-barrel carburetors rush you any place, but you never can find a parking space. Highly illogical. Take the case of modern man. He works all his life, gives it all he can, saves all his money, works overtime, pinches every penny, banks every dime. All he can think about is money, but you know that he can't take it with him where he's going to go. Now I find that fascinatingly illogical. Now is the time to journey home to tell of what I've learned. My people, I believe, have every right to be concerned. For in spite of computers and advanced psychology, behavior patterns are still a mystery. I predict the future of this earthly human race is that having made a mess of Earth, they'll move to outer space. Well, there goes the neighborhood. Totally, completely, absolutely, irrevocably, highly illogical.
How you talking, brother?
Thank you. to do. 'Cause I don't want to know this life without you. Don't ever more leave me in this world alone. I'd be like a little child if I was on my own. 'Cause I try, and I try, but baby, you know that I can only give you everything. Everything, baby, a little bit less. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I tugged on my balls, I said, hey,
Don Guido!
Guido, go Guido, go. Go Guido, go Guido, go.
Made a million bucks just ripping off Queen. I dress like a pussy, but my snarl's pretty mean. My fans will forget me when they reach their teens. I could have been somebody.
Go Guido!
You can't touch
this. Go Guido, go Guido, go.
Hey, what are you, deaf? I said
go Guido, go Guido, go.
Hey, hey, get away from the party act. And listen to my story about a man named Jed. Poor mountaineer belly kept his family fed. Then one day he was shooting up some skag. Jed said, yo, Ellie, we need another bag.
Slice the law, Danny Bonaduce.
My name's Antonio, the game is leather. If you buy some, you better not leave it out. In bad weather, when it rains, then your sofa is gonna be ruined. Then you got no place to sit when you watch cartoons. And you're down on the ground like Daniel Boone.
Super Mario, Chef, Chef Boyardee.
Take the L out of leather and that spells eat her. You see some fine bitch and you want to meet her. So you roll up to her and you say yo. And she smiles and she offers you a little blow. Then you tell her Nancy Reagan told me just say no. And she looks at you funny and says, I gotta go. Cause my boyfriend Vinny, he's a really mean. And he don't like me hanging with no sex fiends. Especially some Guido who rips off Queen.
Ice, ice Guido. Ice, ice Guido. Go Guido, go Guido, go. Go Guido, go Guido, go.
Hotel, motel, Donnie burned them down. Cops got wise, so we had to leave town. But I'm just chilling to the Italian ice sound. Bada bing.
Bada bada bada.
Go Guido, go Guido, go. Go Guido, go Guido, go.
Back to Revere Beach, sitting on the wall. I got no date, so I tug on my balls. I'm just waiting for your sister to call. She'll call too. Cause I got a pipe on me like a double hung llama. It's got its own area code, which is 000 if you get my drift. And she loved that thing. She loves it. She calls it Andy Rooney.
And now a commercial and public service announcement.
Are you bored with your present job? Would you like to meet new people and lots of them? Well, now you can get the big bucks without getting a big break if you enroll now at...
Hello, Revere Academy of Receptionists. Rosie speaking.
Yes, the Revere Academy of Receptionists.
There, you and a lot of other girls you'll probably hate, especially if Angela Gagliardi is still there, will train to be a very high-class executive administrative assistant. Oh, like a gal Friday, right?
At the Revere Academy of Receptionists, you'll learn the most important receptionist techniques on the North Shore.
Like how to get great nails, how to get big hair, right? And how to get all the best gossip on Boston's most eligible bachelors and what companies they work for, because, I mean, we all want to work, but not forever, right?
You'll learn proper phone etiquette.
I mean, he says I don't have a brain, but, well, I got a brain, okay? Good afternoon, overhead door.
You'll even learn how to answer multiple phone lines in one office location.
Hello, Mr. Blasio's private line. Can I... Oh, I mean, Revere Concrete. Rosie speaking.
And how to become an important cog in the wheels of a modern office environment.
Hello, Mr. Breisacker is still on a conference call. He's still in a meeting. When will he be through?
Well, how many quarters do you got left anyway?
All this could be yours with just one phone call to 1-800-REVERE.
Right. If you want to sit around all day, talk on the phone and get paid for it, well, what are you waiting for, right? Enroll today at the REVERE Academy of Receptionists.
Here's that number again.
What number? Oh, I mean, I didn't know. I mean, my pen doesn't work, right? So, like, could you call me back in 5 minutes? Thanks a lot. Bye.
Here's that number again. 1-800-REVERE. The REVERE Academy of Receptionists.
Right.
I don't know what happened. Timmy was just like any other kid. Never a problem, you know? Then he started hanging out with the wrong kind of kids. And whoosh! Off he went. Flying around. Hovering. His feet never touching the ground anymore. Timmy? Timmy, you get down from there! Timmy, stay away from those high tension wires! Timmy!
Gravity, it's not just a good idea. It's the law.
A public service announcement from the Charles Lacquadera Radio Hour.
And your friends here at Strike the Box and WMFO. Hope you like my little comedy section there. I used to play comedy every week years ago. Now I just, every now and then. I like to play a lot of music, so sometimes you don't get a chance to play comedy. We started that set off with some Leonard Nimoy with Highly Illogical off of Mr. Spock's music from Out of Space. 1967 release from Verace. Sarah Brands, something like that. 4019s. Hey, Nick. I don't know if you're listening in, Nick, but Nick Z is the drummer of the 4019s, and he's a good contributor to this show and is always sending me stuff. We heard It's for Fun, That's All We're Living For, from their New Roaring 20s LP from Big Stir Records. Little Boy Blues version of I Can Only Give You Everything comes off of a Pebbles Volume 2 compilation, or the Trash Box compilation from 1966. It's a cover of Them's version of I Can Only Give You Everything. It's actually the version I like the best. There's a bunch of covers of that song, and I like Little Boy Blues version better. The Fools for It's a Night for Beautiful Girls off of their sold out Heavy Mental vinyl record from this says 2009. That is completely wrong. But again, it's the sold out heavy mental record. I'm going a little mental, and yes, we are. And thanks for Dom for saying that was a deep cut there. So I followed up with some of the Stools with Italian Ice off of their Meet the Stools LP. It says here 1989. It might be around there. They were a big band that was featured on Charles Lacquadera's morning show. I know on ZLX, I don't know if they might have started out when Charles was on BCN, I'm not sure. And a couple of comedy bits that I did pull from BCN and ZLX. We don't have a lot of time here, so let me get back to some songs. But I will say, the sun's back out because it was freaking pouring in Medford here a little while ago. Which got me to thinking about one of my songs I used to play over and over when I was a little kid, by the Cow Sills.
I saw her sitting in the rain, raindrops falling on her. She didn't seem to care, she sat there and smiled at me. Then
I knew
she could make me happy.
Happy,
she could make me very happy. Flowers in her hair. Say hello.
Hello, hello.
She smiled up at me.
Hello,
then she took my hand and we walked through the park alone. Then
I knew
she had made me happy.
Happy.
the sun broke through.
See the sun.
I turned around, she was gone.
Where did she go?
All I had left was one little flower in my hand. But
I knew
she had made me happy.
Happy. She had made me
flowers in her hair.
Just a dream to me.
what that means. That means Red Price Sock is in the background playing hand clapping, and I gotta get my stuff on out of here, sadly. Just finished up with Devo, Smart Patrol, Mr. DNA. One of my favorite songs from Devo of all time. And we had the Cow Sills with The Park, the Rain, The Park, and Other Things. I had a 45 and I used to play it over and over and over and over. I want to thank everybody tuning in, calling in, being on Facebook, saying hi, leaving comments. It really means a lot to me, folks. You know, as I've told Lou, I think earlier, you know, my big thing about this show when I started back in 2001 was as we're friends and we're all sitting around playing records. And as I say, if you have a request to listen to a record and I can find it, I'll put it on the air. There's a couple of requests I didn't get to today because I ran out of time. Who thought that 4 hours, I'd need more time? But from the bottom of my heart, thanks for tuning in. 21 down. Let's see if we can do an additional 21. I'll be posting the archive hopefully later this afternoon. I got to clean this playlist up. It's all over the place. But I hope to be here next week. It may be a pre-recorded show. Oh, no. Not yet. Buttons. Because work is getting in the way again for next week. But we'll see what happens. But I just want to say I'm Chris. This is Strike the Box here at WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM. On the World Wide Web at WMFO.org. Thank you, everybody. Take care, be safe, and we'll talk to you later.